Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Ron.
Yes, sir.
How did your afternoon briefing go?
Well, I haven't briefed yet.
Oh, waiting, huh?
Henry's doing his rundown, and then I'm going to...
Henry's on the Zwantwee offer?
No. He's just doing a general scope. We just released the foreign policy report. He's just giving a review of what's in it for about 10 minutes, which is embargoed until Wednesday.
Oh, I see.
See, we just handed it out. He's just saying, you know, this is what
it does. Good. That's good. Fine. Fine. How did your morning stuff play?
Well, AP says is playing presidential assistant. Haldeman accused critics of the administration peace negotiating today of consciously aiding and abetting the enemy of the United States. The White House described the statement as the personal opinion of Haldeman and not of President Nixon. Haldeman was expressing his own point of view and was not speaking for the president, Ziegler said, in response to questions. Then it goes on to...
That pretty much puts him down, but that's all right. I think it's all right. Don't you think so?
But it really doesn't put him down in a way he's been repudiated because
he just expresses his point of view.
It picks up and repeats that, and then
you then get some of your stuff about facts and so forth.
That's right. The spokesman said at no time did the president put forth proposals or counterproposals against the government's position when he was out of office, and says Ziegler was suggesting. Said Haldeman was suggesting that it's more difficult for the policy to end the war when there's a lack of unity. So those lines filter through
it. Right.
So,
okay.
I think it's posturing out all right. McGovern's out on the wire this afternoon urging the president to end all foreign aid to South Vietnam in 2 months.
Withdraw
recognition of Tu.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to no comment that.
Yeah, I'll just say no comment. No, that's...
Don't you think?
No, I would say that I just don't get into... Say, I'd put it this way. I'm just not going to comment on the various statements of presidential candidates. Would you just say that?
Right.
I'm just not going to comment on the various statements of presidential comments. And then that'll sort of get you off the musky wicket a bit, too. Don't you think so?
Okay.
Unless there is a mistake in fact, this is a point of view, and that you're not going to comment on the point of view. But if there's a mistake in fact, we'll keep the record clear. But that's all.
Okay.
Fine.
When I release the list, Mr. President, I was going to talk to you about this, so I don't have to bother you again.
Sure. Go ahead.
UPI Thomas had a story. Helen Thomas. I don't know where she got it. Suggested that you had personally involved yourself in the selection and so forth.
Oh!
And that one of the...
Where she got it? Christ almighty,
Where one of the correspondents had personally called you and you said you were at the top of the list. Now, I don't know of any correspondent ever calling you to...
Nobody ever called me.
Can I deny that?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Nobody ever called me.
And you never told anyone he was at the top of the...
Fine. No. Well, then, no. Why? Was the person... Is the person going?
I don't even know who she's referring to.
No.
It doesn't say.
I don't know who the hell it is. As a matter of fact, as I told you, what concerns me is that goddamn few of my friends are going.
Right.
And it's true.
Right.
I mean, I didn't pick Joe Kraft and Carno and all those people. No.
Well, then I'm going to say this afternoon.
No.
The president was involved in this only from the standpoint of I discussed with him the criteria
that
I had to select and discussed with him how it worked out.
That's right.
But he basically left it to me.
Left it to me. Yeah, he left the decision is mine, and then the president approved it. And he said that without regard to their position, with regard to the president, if they fit the criteria, and you could say, for example, gentlemen, if you read this list, you will find that a considerable number of people are... why don't you make the point? I've been rather strongly... are not considered to be the president's strongest supporters.
I've been making that point, but I'll do it today.
I think
I should take the heat on it and...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that I didn't tell... Good God, I didn't tell anybody at any of the top of the list because we weren't doing it.
Sure.
And a matter of fact, I